Welcome to Mastery with Science, home to mad scientists, rogue entrepreneurs, and the coaches with the mostest, featuring JB and the Doctor. Join us in our lab, where we mix the old recipes with new formulas and our secret sauce to create incomparable, next-level proven results for you. We call this Mastery with Science. So, slap on your gloves and put on your goggles, because JB and the Doctor are in the lab.
It's alive!
Welcome to the lab. This is JB, and I am so excited to announce a special guest joining us today on our podcast. We have Mr. Steve Taylor, a certified financial professional, an attorney, president and founder of SAT Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor here in the state of Florida. Steve's done it all. He's a JD. He's been on Shark Tank. He runs his own business, and he works with professionals, attorneys, doctors, CPAs, and entrepreneurs, people like himself. He understands the challenges you have in your life, and he knows how to overcome them. He's been there. He's done that. He's got an exceptional background and tremendous insight into some of the major challenges professionals and entrepreneurs have out there today. Listen up and listen closely, because Steve has some great truth he's dropping on us all in this episode. Without further ado, we welcome Mr. Steve Taylor. Steve, thanks for joining us today. So if I've got this right, you are president and founder of SAT Wealth Management. You're a Juris Doctorate, a serial entrepreneur by your own definition, and now you're out trying to educate and advise, not just financially, but in really all realms for the entrepreneur or the individual who's really working towards becoming an entrepreneur and really going down that path and thinking about that. Can you share with us a little bit about your story? You've got so much that you've done. It's incredible. I'm sure our audience would love to know where it all began and how it started.
Yeah, Joshua, thanks. Thanks to you and Doctor for having me on. I really appreciate it. This is great to have an opportunity to sit down with you. Really looking forward to this. So I learned a long time ago about myself as I was sitting in an office at my first job that I wasn't necessarily cut out to be that person that works for someone. I love working with people. I love doing things with them. But to take orders, you got to understand yourself first and foremost. And I have a real big issue with being told what to do. Maybe, some of our listeners out there would know that also. But, So I early on in my career, Josh, only a year out of law school, I decided that it was not for me to sit at that desk job and to kind of go out there and make my own way. I started out in financial services nearly 20 years ago and with an insurance company. And then I quickly pivoted back into kind of what I knew a little bit better was the law and the law practice. And that really was, key for me developing my experience. And really, it gave me an opportunity to build my own practice, but also learn from a lot of other entrepreneurs out there. They always need the legal advice, and they'd always like that, and I can go in and give that to them. And, what I really learned about myself versus them, different entrepreneurs, I find myself a very professional entrepreneur. And I think, for people out there, there's a little bit of a difference between someone that maybe sells widgets and someone that is going to give a service, out there to other people, it's a little different of a business model. They both have a lot of similarities, but they're a little differently done. And I've done each of those with my wife, with us starting our baby bib company, where, we got on the show Shark Tank and we experienced, having our baby bibs go from 5 bibs sold a month to over 2,000 in 1 month, really the power of that. It's really given me a lot of, a lot of experience going through all the different challenges and opportunities, what I like to call them, for people out there, which led me to my business as it is today, which is basically I'm a registered investment advisor. I focus on financial planning and investment management. I try to work with self-employed entrepreneurs and professionals, doctors, lawyers, CPAs, whoever they might do, to really bring them an overall financial planning and with some a lot of legal advice involved in there to help give them advice, direction, and really the best opportunity for their businesses to get up and running. So, that's a little bit about me.
you've got this incredible background. I mean, being on Shark Tank in one business alone, having the law degree in the background and practicing law and bringing it to financial services, you bring so much more than a traditional financial advisor into the financial services industry. I'm really curious, right off the bat, you said within 1 year graduating law school, you knew that being an entrepreneur was the thing for you. Was there something specific that happened? Was there a moment in time where you said, wow, no, this is right? Or was it just kind of an acknowledgement of who you are and really knowing yourself and knowing that this was the right route for you?
You know, that's a great question, Josh, because I look back now and I talk to my brother and my mom, and they never really envisioned. My brother's an unbelievable entrepreneur, you know, huge risk taker and all the like. They never thought that this was something that I would be interested in or that I would pursue. And really, it was kind of quickly, I saw it in a very good friend of mine where he had started in this business and he was having success. And I saw that and I was really interested in the subject matter that he was working in. And really pretty quickly, I saw that. And it's hard to say one exact moment, but I knew, you know, I want to try that. And that's something I want to do. And sitting here in this office listening to these bosses tell me what to do, this is not really what I envisioned it to be. So, you know, I did not grow up thinking I want to do my own business. I have to have my own business or that's the only way to go. But almost immediately when I started working and I started finding out, yeah, it kind of found me. And, you know, it's been somewhat of a struggle over the years because you see people that join groups or join companies and do very well when you're out there on your own trying to get ahead. And it's tough, right? The three of us can all attest to that. It's tough getting it, starting it up from zero and getting it going. But at the end of the day, even though, you know, I've been tempted at times to move back and forth, I know this is just me, and I love it, and I love what it is, and it's you know, kind of how I came to it.
It's awesome.
One thing that really stands out for me right away is the experience. There's a lot of people that take on business roles, coaching roles, and they kind of make it up as they go. And there's something to be said for having some background experience with some real education behind it. Coming from the doctor, I'm partial to that.
Yeah. It was interesting, Doc, that I'll give you a funny story. When I started to practice law, you know, many people will say that they started out practicing door law. I don't know if you ever heard of door law. It's when someone walks through your door, hey, do you do that? Of course I do that, right? And I recall that them asking me, and I literally would walk down to the courthouse and talk to a clerk there and say, imagine I wanted to do, this was to open up an estate for somebody. What exactly would I do? And I got my pen and paper out and they started, you know, telling me, you know, how to do it and all the like, because, right, I had to kind of get this experience really quickly, right, and get there. And so what I remember in those days, which was so pivotal, you know, when you're starting this out, is that it's really critical, really, just to know where to go to get the answer. And then while you're going through it, kind of have the understanding and the confidence that you're going to mess up. But then when you mess up, just work like hell to repair that mess up, right? And try and hope not to do it again. So, you know, so even if you have all this knowledge, this book experience, the book smarts of it, when actually you start doing it, new opportunities and new problems are going to present themselves that you're not going to be able to anticipate. And so I've always found the key is just like do your best, accept when you've messed up, fix it, and just try not to do that again. And you see slowly, bit by bit, you become a little better at what you do. And when you start seeing things over and over again, it becomes easier.
I absolutely love that you went out there. You start out, you're in practice for yourself, and you don't know how to do something, so you're going to a clerk and just saying, hey, how do I do this? Help me out. Problem solving, something as simple as that, a lot of people struggle with. Truly, a lot of people have a challenge saying to themselves, where do I get the information that I need? And it's why being in the advisory role can be so influential on somebody's success in what they're doing. Now, it's interesting to hear you talk about, Steve, this idea that, hey, bit by bit you learn because you're incredibly well credentialed for what you do. You do have the Juris Doctorate. You do have your certified financial professional designation. I mean, you're president of the Financial Planning Association here in Miami. You've got a lot behind you, but you're talking about the difference between book knowledge and true experience. And it is relevant and it does matter. And so it's just incredible to me how you've been able to take both facets of that foundation and really build off them to get to where you are today. It's really an inspiring story.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I appreciate it. You know, it's kind of when I started out, in my previous story, I tried to take kind of a common sense approach to it. And that many people, like, for instance, if you want to, you know, be a doctor, well, obviously you go to medical school and maybe talk to doctors, or a lawyer, you talk to lawyers. But I would always find that when I was trying to learn about an area, I wouldn't go to the person that's at the top, that's like, you know, the face of the company or out there. I would go to the people inside there actually doing the work and find out where the tire meets the road and tell me practically, how does this work, right? Because the theory of it is one thing, but then practically when you see how it works, that just really gives you so much more, you know, ability to feel confident to say, okay, I might not really understand to a certain degree the overall thing, but if I know step by step how it's going to work, I'm going to get there, right? I'm going to get me from here to there. And I think anybody, you know, going out into something new or starting something new, that's really the key, right? You got to, number one, you need help. You got to get help. You got to ask for advice and everything. And really, sometimes that advice may come from the people that you don't necessarily expect. So be very, very open as you're trying to get there. Just ask everybody and listen. Listen a lot, you know, and you'll even find talking with customers, with prospects or whatever they might be, people tend to talk. And if you just are sitting there listening, you can start putting pieces together to help you get there much quicker.
Hey, Doc, I something struck me that Steve mentioned there. He talked about having something grounded in a foundation in science, but then proven with experience, right? You know, we talk about it all the time, mastery with science.
Yeah, Steve was saying that the first thing I came back to is, I'm like, well, that was her whole business model and plan, was to have someone practical like JB who did the day-to-day, the person that you're going to go to ask those questions, just like you said, Steve, and then the doctor, myself, that comes in with that experience, the education behind it on why it works. So thank you for just basically plugging everything that we've just been working so hard to do.
Hey, I do my best. Absolutely. Yeah, those two wonderful complimentary pieces. That's what it's all about.
It really is. It's just and the other thing that you said that really I took to heart that I see is the asking for help. I think a lot of people let their ego get in the way and think they have to have all those answers, otherwise that they're not doing what they're supposed to do. Well, if I ask someone, they're going to know that I don't know it. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to continue not to know it, and then that's not going to get you anywhere. So what you just said, I think is very valuable for our listeners, is to don't be afraid to ask the people at the top of their game, ask the most questions.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think one of the great things also, something that I learned pretty early on, and I can't advise people stronger on this and this item, is that don't try or don't think people expect that you need to have all the answers to what you're doing right then and there. So I remember early on, people would ask me questions and I'd give an answer, right? And then I'd slowly, shortly thereafter, find out my answer was wrong. And so I'd spend all this time and effort like, oh my gosh, how do I walk back from that wrong answer? What do I do? What are they going to think and everything? But what are really the most powerful things that I learned and I do nowadays and still, to you know, it's great, is that when someone asks you the question, you say, hey, listen, potential customer, potential prospect, I really appreciate that question, and I believe I know the answer. But would you mind if you just give me a moment, give me a day or so, let me go back and just confirm, reaffirm that nothing's changed or anything in that, and let that get back to me? Let me get back to you. And you will see so many times, 10 out of 10 times, people will say, absolutely. And they very much appreciate the fact that you're bringing that kind of thoughtfulness and due diligence, you know, to the process. And that's really a wonderful thing. It gives you the opportunity to go back and find out, hey, what I was thinking, was I even remotely close or not? And people appreciate that.
That's something, Steve, we talk about a lot, the difference between being a salesperson and being a consultant, the difference between trying to act like you know everything versus recognizing that I don't need to know everything. I just need to know where to get the information. And it's my role not to know everything. It's my role to be able to answer clients competently and accurately when they're asking questions. So it's a tremendous way of really elevating yourself above what so many people out there do. Today, now, you've really started to reinvent yourself a little bit, like a lot of us have. We've seen a whole lot of entrepreneurs and business people out there really shift how they go about running their business. And for you most recently, with everything we've had going on, and for those of you listening, not at the present time, we're at the tail end of 2020 here. We've been dealing with COVID and coronavirus. We've all had some major shifts in how we do business, and we don't really know when things will normalize, if they'll ever normalize, or what we're dealing with today is the new normal, as much as you like or dislike that term. So recently, Steve, you are launching or have just launched a blog where you can really help give advice to entrepreneurs and really go into that next phase, I guess, of your business model. Can you speak to that a little bit for us?
Sure, absolutely. No, I appreciate that. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people, I know a lot of people have been blogging and podcasting and doing all this for many years, and my wife tells me a lot about it, and I told her, yeah, I think it's interesting. I kind of get it, but I really I don't have anything to say. I'm not compelled to speak. I don't know what kind of, you know, difference I'm going to, you know, make to that conversation or what I bring to it. And of late, it really came to me is that, yes, I'm an attorney. Yes, I'm a certified financial planner. I have all this experience. But really, what I know best and what I feel I can bring to other people out there that are looking for this is this kind of thoughtfulness and advice and experience on, hey, yeah, I'm trying to do something on my own. I don't want to work for someone anymore. You know, what can I do? What are the first steps to take, right? Because we all need help to do it. And that really struck a chord with me that now all of a sudden when I said, okay, so this is what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about my experiences, what I've learned, primarily talking about my mistakes. Almost every one of my posts starts with my mistakes. I love, you know, being able to talk to people like that. And I think it's going to matter because, Josh, like you said, when COVID came down and everyone was trying to figure out what was going on, I represent, you know, I have clients that are a lot of self-employed entrepreneurs. And, you know, when this first happened, no one knew what was going on. But then, you know, a month or two into it, or even weeks, really everyone started to act, right? Everyone started to move. And what I found and what I saw was with all my small businesses and my entrepreneurs, they were able to innovate and pivot almost immediately to get out of this, right? Everything had changed. They didn't have to go through a board. They didn't have to go through a committee. They're like, hey, I see where this is going. This is changing. I need to change right away. And so many of them have done, you know, so well throughout that. And, you know, really where I say challenges are really opportunities. So they had those opportunities that presented themselves and they moved. And so I know there's a lot of people out there that have maybe been thinking about it for a long time to maybe, you know, is now the time to go out on my own? Oh, no, the world's come to an end. You know, I better not do it. Really, what I say now more than ever, yes, it's absolutely the time, you know, for people to do things differently, that you have the flexibility, the mobility to make things happen. Now more than ever is the time for those things to happen. And so really seeing that and experiencing that, you know, that really, you know, brought to me now, this is the time, this is what I want to start talking about. These are the people that I want to start talking to. And it's not only that there are to become my clients, but those out there are just looking for some thoughts and guidance. You know, once I learn how to promote my blog and get it out there, hopefully if people find it and it gives them some timely words of advice, because the proper advice coupled with being at the right time can be life-changing for people, right? So that's where I'm just trying to put that out there and they could find us, you know, find that advice when they need it. And so I'm excited about it and I'm really happy to sit down and type and write every day when I can, and also have conversations with people like you guys that are out there and doing it and going through the same stuff. It's so important to be around those like minds.
Hey, Doc, I heard a couple of things from Steve here that absolutely stand out to me. You know, we've had this conversation before, the ability to adapt quickly, taking opportunity and challenge and making a challenge an opportunity. But Steve struck a chord. A lot of people are scared or have some sort of inertia that really limits their belief that they can get out there and they can do something. You have anything you want to add from your perspective on behavior and mindset of what we see when people are confronted with a decision like this?
Totally understandable, right? I mean, this isn't rocket science in a lot of ways. It's just, it's pure emotion. It's what people feel, and it's okay. I think if you guys were here for our last podcast, we talked a little bit about disappointment and the range of emotions that go with that. And he said some of our favorite words from earlier podcast, pivots. We love pivots. So the idea that you're going to feel some type of way, you're going to feel scared. Yeah, you've never done it before. But that also could be excitement. And sometimes we get those two feelings kind of confused. But I think what Steve said also is just give it a shot. Right now is a good time. So let that fear be your motivator. Let that, you know, emotion of scare turn into excitement. Reframe it. Another one of my fun words.
Yeah.
And you can...
Yeah, and one of the things that, as I've been reading and, you know, listening to other podcasts and different people, this idea comes out for one of the biggest hindrances for people for going out and doing their own business or growing their own business is this concept of this imposter syndrome, that people feel that they'll go out there, well, why are they going to listen to me or why are they going to buy from me? I don't really know what I'm talking about, really. You know, I don't really know what I'm doing. And that kind of thought, you know, process and belief is crippling, you know, for many people. And so what's so important there is really to get over that, is that to have your faith and belief and confidence in yourself that, hey, listen, yeah, I may not know everything about this one particular area, but I know that I'm going to give it my all to figure it out. I'm going to do what's right by this person no matter what, you know, and I'm going to service and I'm going to do everything that's needed for them. And that's what's going to, you know, lift me and allow me to be successful in this area. And that's really what matters, right? And people, they're not expecting you to know everything. People do business with people they like. If someone they like happens to know what they're talking about, benefit, right? You would hope it would be, but huge benefit. And they're going to really, you know, give you that trust and confidence, and you will succeed and you will do great. I mean, for many years, I tell my wife, you know, for many times with the people I work with and my clients that, I professionally, as a lawyer, as a wealth manager, I get peace of mind, right? I tell them it's going to be okay. We know it's not going to be okay. We know there's all this uncertainty. We know there's risk, but we try to calm them and say, hey, you can do it. It's going to be okay. Hey, whenever the challenges come up, you know, we can manage it. So that's really the faith and trust and confidence you need to have in yourself, that you'll figure it out and you'll do a great job. And, you know, doubt will creep into your mind often. It happens all the time, but don't let it cripple you and just keep moving forward.
It's interesting when I hear imposter syndrome, it usually shows up in the people that are the most qualified. That self-awareness thing, right? So when you feel that, because you actually care to make sure that you're giving good benefit, you have that self-awareness that to help someone, you really want to give your best. The people that don't worry about that are the ones that aren't really worried about giving the most benefit. They're just really about how can this help me? I'm just going to put it out there and I can benefit from it. So we do find that the people that have that feeling are the ones that are putting most care and effort forward. So it's not a bad thing. You just have to get past it. That shows some good empathy.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great point. Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I like to tell people that, right, get concerned whether you'll do a good job. And often I've told them, you will do a good job because you want to do a good job, because it matters to you. That's a great point.
Steve, you mentioned you start your blogs with your failures, typically. And as a serial entrepreneur, somebody who's opened up all these businesses, you brought up imposter syndrome already. What other major failures and mistakes have you made that you think entrepreneurs should be looking out for? What lessons are out there? What are the top two or three things besides imposter syndrome you would put out there for people to be aware of as they're starting down this journey?
Yeah, that's a great question. So as I've started basically three businesses from zero now, a law firm, wealth management, and my wife's bib company. And what I will say is that they always take, I don't even know, say twice, almost two to three times as long time to get going. The actual financial, if you expect to invest this much, you're going to invest a lot more. So I would say, number one, you have to be really, really realistic about the amount of time and the amount of money this is going to cost. And be very, very aware of setting up these arbitrary deadlines for yourself. By 6 months, I need to have be here or be that. I mean, because that could almost be crippling, right? The listeners can't see us, but I see you, Josh. We do that to ourselves all the time. If at 6 months I don't hit this number, I'm a failure. No, who came up with that? Why did you do that? That's just stuff where we can really derail ourselves and cause us so much challenge. There. So number one, really set realistic expectations. And the second a part of that is give yourself as long of a runway as possible, right? However, if you think it's going to take 12 months, give it 18 months, and then you do whatever you can to give yourself those 18 months to do it, right? You have to, whether it's lower your cost or your savings was higher, or whatever it might be, you got to really make your runway as long as that can be. And, one part of that if you are thinking about doing something like this, maybe start that work ahead of time. Start that work ahead of time by doing your research or maybe working hard at nights or on weekends to get yourself, up and going. And that's really, it could be a big help. And I think, maybe finally one of the biggest things that when you go out and do this, we might have touched on before, you gotta be, quick to ask for help. And people want to help you. Not only for help, maybe on how do I do this business, but literally you go to someone, hey, such and such, I've just started selling, hurricane impact doors, all right? I've known you, you know me, you trust me, I'm helping, but hey, would you give me a chance? Would you give me an opportunity? So, to really, people sometimes say, oh, I self-started, I did it for myself, no one gave me any help. BS, everyone gets help. So you got to go out there and really rely on all those relationships that you have out there. Don't be afraid to ask for help, whether to help you do what they're doing or to help you, professionally or to help you to be a customer. Those are really some of the critical things you need to start. And then really it's just perseverance, resilience, and simply never giving up. Josh, I mean, I'll leave this one story, you got to be certain that whoever your partner, your spouse, whoever, your significant others on the same, same board with you. Because when I got back into this business about 6 years ago, I thought it was going to be quicker. I thought it was going to be easier. Everybody, of course, was going to start working with me. And about a year into it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I had to restart everything, right? I had to restart all my relationships. My first venture, who to partner with, didn't work. And I remember we had some savings, my wife and I, right? And I sat her down one evening. My wife's this brilliant, genius, creative artist, but she's not too much in the finances. She lets me handle that. And so I laid down all of our assets, right? And I went each account, and I went one by one, and I said, how we're going to spend those down. I said, this is the first thing we're going to spend down if we needed to live. This is the second thing we're going to spend down if we needed to live. And then I said, and then we'll sell our house. And then I told her, when we get to $25,000 in the bank in total, that's all we have in this planet. I said, then at that point, I might consider doing something else. Right? And she looked at me and she said, let's do it. Right? And when you go through a process like that and you look the other person in the eyes and you literally walk it down that you say, I'm not going to stop really until you know, basically, you know, the end of whatever it might be, once you've bought into that, and once the person with you buys into that, guess what? You never, ever come even close to that, because that's the confidence that really gives you. And so that's for those who are thinking about doing it, going on their own. I encourage and love them to do it, you know, and that's kind of like the faith and the belief and resilience you have to have to make it happen.
There was so much good in everything you just said, Steve. I mean, for our listeners out there, you can't see visually, but you've got Steve talking about deadlines are arbitrary. They're in your head. You're making them. And I'm shaking my head and laughing. And the doctor, he's got this little smile on his face, which is the equivalent of him cracking up with laughter, because I am so guilty of these arbitrary deadlines. And I've just been trained my whole career to have deadlines and try to meet deadlines, but they are arbitrary. And even for myself personally, Steve, I mean, my wife and I, we moved here from California when we moved across the country to start up this business, and we chose to move to the state of Florida and not the state of New York so we could have the longest runway possible for me to build out my first business. And that was incredibly important to us. And I think out of everything you said, for me personally, what struck me the most was the conversation you had with your wife. This is my commitment. This is what I believe in. This is our assets. These are our finances. And here's where we're going to draw the line. But we're never going to get ourselves there. We're going to make it work. But I'm committed. And are you with me? And that's just so powerful from a relationship standpoint. You got to have your partner on board with you. It's so important. If they don't have that same commitment as you, it's going to be a real struggle.
Yep. It's really more than anything that is the key. If you, I mean, I almost to say the struggle that if they're not with you, it's almost not possible. But to get over that hurdle, right? Or maybe that relationship isn't going to last. But if they are with you, it's almost not possible to not be successful, right? And that's been the key. And that's really, once again, you know, because people tend to think that we're alone. You can get very alone and down on yourself when you're trying to do anything on your own. When you think and you read entrepreneurial books like Think and Grow Rich and all these different ideas out there, when you're the entrepreneur, it's lonely. You know, you get ideas you have that no one else has. And so, and I remember this also when I was in the law. Unfortunately, I stayed in the law a long time because I was really good at it. And I would tell my wife, I would come home and I'd look at this law case and I'm like, listen, Susie, the way I see this case, those people, there's no chance they're going to win. I have the facts. I have the law. I see the clear path to victory. But then I would say, but yet they're not worried. They haven't changed their position. They're saying the same thing. So I must be missing something, right? And that's how I would say, you know, you sit back like no one's going, you're walking down the street, everyone's going the other way. What am I missing? And then slowly, as I started to win case after case after case, I'm like, oh no, I just see things differently. And I can see things other people don't. So, and for many, for you guys sitting here and so many entrepreneurs, you know, that's the beauty and the creative people, they see things differently. And so it's very tough when you're the only one who sees something, but that's where the personal faith and the faith of your partner comes into it to say, no, you're on to something. Yeah, you get it. You're not missing something. Everyone else is missing something. And then that's where the opportunity comes in, and that's where the crazy success comes.
So for our single listeners, much like myself, I heard some pluses and negatives that we can take away from that. We don't have the struggle of getting someone else on board with us, so we don't have to deal with that. But we also don't have that same support level when they do get on board with us. So find a way to find some support for you, because the entrepreneurial world is a lonely world. But there is other ways that you don't have to be married or have a partner to get that kind of help.
Absolutely. We're getting it right here. Yeah, and right here. Yeah, like with other people. Mm-hmm. And you have a coach, and I'm sure you have people you go to and rely on that really support you.
Right. And that's just a quick reminder for everyone out there, because I know sometimes we hear partner, and that goes into our own minds like, well, I don't have one of those, so what do I do? There is other ways out there, so don't feel.
And if you're looking for a forum to actually speak out and find an accountability partner or somebody to help mentor you, we've got a great Facebook community group. You can find us on Facebook. Details are in the show notes of this episode. Don't hesitate. Join the group. It's a tremendous forum if you are looking for, you know, advocates, partners, people to bounce ideas off of. That's why we created it. It's for everybody like you out there. Steve, where can people actually find your blog?
Sure. My name is Stephen Anthony Taylor, and it's SATWealthMan.com. You just punch that in. The first thing that will come up will be my blog, will be my webinars, my newsletter about me, about the firm. And that's my information. I'll be there. I'm also on LinkedIn, and I'm trying to get more involved in Facebook and Twitter. Josh, as we're trying to get, you know, more active now that we kind of need to. But that's primarily it's on my website, and then I link it to LinkedIn.
That's fantastic, Steve. Thank you. So I mean, I just have so many takeaways from this conversation. You know, besides the development of your career, you know, getting out of law school, deciding you want to go into business on your own, running a successful law practice, switching over, doing the financial services side of thing, helping your wife with the bib business, getting onto Shark Tank, and now really becoming an advocate for other entrepreneurs out there and providing advice, not just financially, but all around within the blog. There's just so much here, but the three major takeaways: imposter syndrome, don't fall for it. Give yourself a longer runway than you expect. It's going to take more time and more money than you expect. And ask for help. Take advantage of these communities and these resources out there. That story about going to the clerk, Steve, was just right on perfect. I think people need to hear something like that. Ask the people that know what they're doing. Get the advice. Everybody who does something on their own really does it with other people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you get that experience, you know, and someone comes to you at some time in the future, you're going to absolutely pay it forward, and you're going to give it right back to them. And, you know, people want to help other people. And that's what this is all about. We're all in this pandemic together, right? There's no way to escape it.
That's exactly right. This has been great.
I really appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot for having me on. I really enjoyed this.
And thank you for sharing your insights over. Most enlightening.
That was fantastic, Steve. That was good stuff.
So JB, we got through our first interview. Pretty impressive.
That was rock solid. I was so excited to have Steve on the podcast with us, Doc. He brings so much insight into hopefully the people that are sitting here listening today, entrepreneurs, people that want to be entrepreneurs, anybody who's dealing with the challenges of figuring out what they want to do. And overcoming even the inertia of getting to it. So what a great guest. Really excited to have him.
I was excited too, because there was a lot of things that came up from Steve's perspective were our previous podcast episodes. I'm like, oh, that was an episode we covered. Oh, that was an episode we covered. So that was wonderful to see that continuity in the message, even from someone on the outside of our own little world.
Shameless plug, if you haven't listened to our other episodes, you really ought to. If you need a recap, you just want to know what we talked about with some of the nuggets, I believe episode 10, we covered our first 9 episodes and talked you through what they are, but you really need to give a listen. It's not our only content, however. We're on a few other platforms.
Ooh, where else can they find us, JB?
Well, we said it multiple times. You got to join our Facebook group. If you're not joining our Facebook group, you are missing out on some great content and some great support. You can email us here, podcast@jbandthedoctor.com. But you can also find us on Twitter. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on YouTube, where we have some really fun and creative videos that we put out there for you. And we really try to diagnose and take a look at what other people have done, good and bad, with some of their videos out there.
That's where we bring the funny.
Now, don't forget, we need you too. We need your likes. We need your love. We need your subscribes. We want you to follow. We want you to download. We want you to share. We want this message to get out to everybody that you know. If you think there's value in what we're talking about, put it out there to the people that you love, because we are here to build you up and get you to where you want to be.
Yes. Please hit the subscribe, download, share, like. Ding.
So, Doc, you know what time it is, right?
It's time to get the heck out of here.
It's time to get out of here. You don't got to go home, but you got to get the out of here. I'm JB, and we'll sell you later.
I'm the doctor. Peace out, yo.